We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Nathan is on with us for second date update. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning.
Nathan and Adrian were set up through coworkers of Adrian's. They followed each other on Instagram, DM'd for a while, decided to meet up and have drinks at Yard House in Roseville. Nathan thought for sure that he was going to have a second date. And since their date, Nathan, you said you've only heard from her a few times, and apparently she's been waiting days sometimes to respond to your DMs or doesn't respond at all, especially when you ask if you guys can go out again. Is that right?
Yeah.
And when you guys would talk, DM each other before the date, I assume that she was like Johnny on the spot with responding.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get Adrian on the phone here. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Adrian. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. We're calling because we heard you went out on a date with someone. What can you tell us about Nathan?
I think he's a really, really nice guy. We're just kind of in different places in our lives.
Like, can you give us some examples?
We're both kind of two very different people, and I don't think we could really meet each other and form anything.
Can you give us some examples?
Okay. Well, I kind of knew immediately because I was waiting for him. He was about 5 minutes late. Not really that big of a deal. That's totally fine. When he did show up at the restaurant, he was wearing his helmet, and he rode there in a Razor scooter, and he was super sweaty, like, pretty much the entire time.
What?
Well, wait, do you
a
mean
razor scooter like
that's
for
like
kids?
Electric? Yeah, or like that you pedal with one foot?
No, like what you would picture, kind of more of a middle schooler trying to go a couple blocks down the road to meet their friend.
Let's talk to Nathan.
Nathan, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
You're on with Adrian. Listen,
did you hear that?
There's nothing wrong with a razor scooter.
I mean, okay. I have your back on that. No, I have his back on that. Do you live less than a mile from where that place is?
No, I'm about 3 miles away.
Oh, well, that's very far. Okay.
But it was that was a great ride.
Do you not have a bike? A bike, like...
This thing is so cool.
I have one. So does Ray.
All right.
They are cool, but 3 miles.
That feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, that's the furthest I've ever ridden it.
Okay, Gavin, I know that you're like, hey, there's nothing wrong with riding a Razor scooter, but to a first date.
Okay, so again, if Nathan doesn't have a bike,
okay,
and he lives, let's say he lives in the apartments that are like literally right next to the fountains in Roseville.
I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a bike. I would think that it would be silly to drive there. Like riding a Razor scooter, who cares? Who cares? I just don't think it's as embarrassing as everybody else does. I mean, I guess he could have walked. Is that okay with you guys?
I just think it's a different phase. I feel
like I'm being judged ridiculously over a Razor scooter.
If this was a city, no one would bat an eye at that.
Right. You know, I was just going to say, like, downtown, they have the motorized scooters that you can rent.
But they're motorized.
They have the bicycles that you can ride. But really, if you need to go somewhere within Midtown or downtown, you're only going less than a mile.
Right.
3 miles does feel like if you are self-powering your Razor scooter for 3 miles,
yeah,
that feels like a lot. And, Adrian, you said he showed up at the date sweaty.
Well, sure, yeah. He went 3 miles.
I know, but How about get an Uber on a first date?
Yeah, that's your distance was what is throwing us off. It might not have been the best temperature for it, but I don't think Adrian, you should not date him because he rides a scooter. What if he skateboarded there
for 3 miles?
No, I just think it just classifies for me that he's in this point in his life where he's like probably doesn't have a bed frame. Probably there's like so many things that you can allude to. That I just need someone that is it has their stuff together.
Oh, okay.
Nathan,
hold on.
Nathan, we're going to ask a question. Everybody is wondering, do you have a bed frame?
No, let's turn that around. Does she have a bed frame?
Well, there you go. You got her.
Wrong answer.
That's
the wrong answer.
How is that fair?
Okay. Can I?
But
now,
you didn't answer. Do you have a bed frame?
Well, yes, I have a bed frame.
Okay, good.
Did you ride the Razor scooters because you didn't want to drink and drive your car?
Yes, you can look at it that way.
Well, you look at it that way, or was that the reason?
That's one of the reasons, yeah.
Well, what is the other reason?
This is not about why I rode a Razor scooter to this. This is about somebody who's not being polite and just responding to somebody who's reaching out to them.
What are the other reasons? Do you have a car?
At the moment, no.
Well, and here's the thing. If a person can't afford a car, I'm not going to crap on you for that. But I can see why she would feel you guys just aren't in the same place in your lives right now.
Oh, man. But you got that bed frame.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.